It's a Thursday morning in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Good. Is this going to be a thing now?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it feels right. It just feels right.
Adding that to our morning routine.
It kind of pumps you up.
All right.
The coldest morning we've had in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
39 degrees right now. Going to get up into the high 50s. But like you said, Tommy, tomorrow it starts turning.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yep. High of 63. Then Saturday, sunny, high of 66. Then Sunday, sunny, high of 68. If you're going to the Bills game, it should be perfect.
It's
October.
Summer.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Mm. Do I wear pants or shorts? Who knows? We'll find out.
All right.
I'm excited. And, you know, there are things you have to do to get your home ready for the cold.
Yeah.
So everyone's turned on their heat at this point, right? Okay, so you got that done. You got to bring all the outside stuff inside.
Got to get that done.
Yep, get the grill taken care of soon. I know there are guys that are going to push it further, which is God bless you.
I'm still grilling, brother.
And it's also important to make sure that all of your safety stuff is taken care of in the house.
Oh, okay.
For example, make sure you have working smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. Mm-hmm. And that is something that yesterday the Ridge Road and Barnard Fire Districts went out of their way to ensure.
What do they do?
Well, story on 13 Wham last night details a trip, a combination trip between the fire departments and Mark's Pizzeria.
How did Mark's get involved?
Okay, Kimmy, we've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah?
So here's how this works.
What do you got?
The firefighters started knocking on people's doors with a representative from Mark's Pizzeria.
All right.
If the homeowner had working smoke alarms in their home, they got a free pizza.
Okay.
Like, hey, congratulations, you did a good job.
All right.
If they didn't have working smoke alarms, the fire crew installed brand new ones for them.
Really?
And they got a free pizza.
Nice.
So everybody gets a free pizza.
So can we talk about that for a second? Now look.
All right.
Everyone needs a smoke detector.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Very important.
Yes.
I know. Okay. But like, if I get a free pizza for having a smoke detector, there should be something that the person that doesn't have the smoke detector doesn't get.
Well, they are getting a smoke detector.
That's what I mean. So that would be enough, right? Like, here's a free smoke detector,
oh,
and we're going to put
it's
it in
too
for you.
Much.
You shouldn't get the pizza if you didn't have the smoke detector.
Well, maybe you had a smoke detector, but it didn't, you know, and just needed an upgrade.
Okay, fine. But, like, you didn't do what you were supposed to do, but you still got a free pizza.
You got rewarded for being in danger.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It just feels wrong. And if you want to give them a pizza from Mark's Pizzeria, that's fine. Give the guy that had a smoke detector two pizzas.
I want to be rewarded for my smoke detector.
I'm just saying.
Well, right? Yeah, there's really not a lot of incentive here.
Thank you.
But I'm guessing, like, a lot of the people that have this, like, they're older. Like, there are reasons why maybe they couldn't do it themselves.
What? I mean, like old folks?
Yeah, like elderly people and, you know,
get
somebody with like a disability.
Right? Somebody
why do you have kids?
Okay. And like, it does fine. Whether or not you have a reason, why you get the same thing I do. You're actually benefiting from not having a smoke detector. You're getting more in MSRP.
Do you think people take down their smoke detectors? Like, oh, I don't know. I never had one.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, how nice are the smoke detectors that the fire department has? Maybe I want that smoke detector.
Yeah, they're nice, modern, cool ones.
Maybe. Do your smoke detectors wire throughout the house?
What do you mean? They're wired up?
Like, are they connected to your security system?
Yes.
Okay. So are mine. Kimmy, are yours?
So we had one that, like, they're part of, like, the Nest or whatever, but they kept going off, and we couldn't figure out why.
Is it because your husband kept taking his shirt off? Because it's hot in here! Smoking!
So we're trying to, like, upgrade them, but in the meantime, we just have regular ones.
Okay.
We have, like, a weird amount of smoke detectors in our house.
Well, you're
like,
married to a fire.
No. This was, like, before we moved in. So, there was at one point, we kept hearing this beeping. It was driving us nuts. We could not figure out, because we checked all of the smoke detectors. We have a small house. There's not that many places to look. It was like hidden in like the upper part of like our basement. The only reason we knew it was because we spent about an hour trying to find this thing.
Did the person who owned the house before you cook meth?
I don't know. I didn't know you're supposed to have one in your basement.
Big money in that stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would make sense, right? If you have a basement fire with the furnace or something.
I guess it makes sense, but I never thought to look down there.
Okay, so like, again, like this tells me, like, if I was a dick, which I am,
if you yes,
and I didn't have a family,
maybe I'll
take down my smoke detector, hoping I get a new one and a free pizza.
Well, it sounds like no matter what happens, you're getting a pizza.
That's what I mean. That's
you don't
what
have
I
to
mean.
Do anything.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Don't kill yourself.
I mean, no,
you're gonna get a pizza either way.
Oh, you said don't. I get you in a figurative way. You mean?
What do you mean?
You said don't kill yourself.
Yeah, I mean don't. But enough busting my ass.
Talking about smoke detectors. I'm just
saying. If it's broken, they'll go up and fix it for me. I mean, it's a great deal.
Yeah, that's what I mean. 252-WCMF, 252-9263, the Ridge Road and Barnard Fire Departments out in Greece, teamed up with Mark's Pizzeria. It is Fire Prevention Month this month.
Yes.
And
screw those other months.
They were knocking on doors. If you had a working smoke detector, you got a free pizza from Mark's Pizzeria, which is awesome.
Mm.
Reward for you for being safe.
Yeah.
If you didn't have a smoke detector, they not only gave you a free one, the crews from the fire department installed it, and you got a free pizza.
Look at that.
All right. So here's the other thing.
What's up?
Look, there's only a handful of places that these firefighters can go. Like, Greece is a massive town. I'm sure that Ridge Road and Barnard cover a huge amount of
roads. Oh, yeah.
Right? There was a point where they had to stop.
What do you mean?
Well,
like they ran out of smoke detectors.
Or like they just ran out of time. Whatever it was. Pizza, smoke detectors, time. Like, there was a point where they got to a last house. Somebody was expecting to get a knock at the door, get a fire...
Well, did they tell people they were coming, or were they just door knocking?
Well, it sounds like they were just door knocking.
Okay.
But you would look out the window and notice,
true.
And then neighbors would be talking, right? Like, somebody in Greece, two people, if it was two different departments, were like, all right, here it comes. And then they watch them get in the fire trucks and drive away.
Oh, yeah.
Which sucks, because if you knew you were getting a free pizza, that's pretty exciting.
So is this a one and done? They just did it for one day only?
That I don't know. I know they've done it annually, because we talked about this last year.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, the question we had last year, and here's, I also don't know... The picture that they show on 13 Wham has someone holding a pizza box. But I can't imagine they were driving around with like 100 already prepared pizzas.
Oh, I thought they just gave you a gift certificate for like one large pie.
That's what I assumed. But I'm looking at a box of pizza.
Hmm. Well, that's probably just staged just to promote it.
All right.
I can't imagine... End of the day, you want that pizza to bounce around in somebody's car all day?
I'd eat that pizza. No, bro, they're taking one of those heated bags with pizzas out of the fire
truck.
Oh, so
you're getting a pizza on the spot.
It looks like they were giving you an actual pizza.
Oh.
Okay, but no, now this woman's holding a certificate for pizza. Did they give you the option for hot pizza or pizza certificate? Because that's actually pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Pretty good deal.
What do you take?
Oh, the certificate.
Wait, what?
I mean, if they shove up my house at... It's 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
The kids don't get home till 4.
Okay.
No, I'll go get a fresh pie later.
Kimmy?
I don't know. If that pizza's at my door,
right there.
I don't know if it's I'm right sending there. It away.
You can't.
I mean, think of it. You're gonna smell it, you're gonna see it.
You're gonna eat
right
it before the kids get home.
Oh no, I'm gonna eat it before the kids get home. What will I do? Burn in hell? Can't. Got smoke detectors now, thanks to the fire department that just showed up.
So you're
I don't know if there's any scenario where I'm turning a pizza away from my doorstep.
Yes, it's not even a question. If the actual pizza's there, it doesn't matter time of day, I could have just had a whole other pizza. I'm taking the pizza.
All right. I'm taking a certificate.
All right, question.
What?
So let's say you walk in, or you knock on the door, hey, fire, I got smoke detectors here. They work and they check them. Great. Well, look, because you're so safe, we have a free pizza from Mark's Pizzeria.
Yeah.
Right. Do you have to offer some of that pizza to the firefighters?
I never thought of that.
Because if you do, I'm taking the certificate.
I mean, they're big guys. You won't have a pizza left.
That's what I mean. I don't want to.
Might have to pass on that there, boys.
Like, is it a dick move to not at least offer the
pizza? I would just assume they got a whole bunch of pizzas. Like, somebody already offered.
Okay, but
if I'm not the first, then
all right,
I don't feel like you have to.
I grew up with cops and firefighters. Mm-hmm. Kimmy, you now know firefighters, right?
Yep.
If there's one thing I learned about
first responders. Want to get rid of food.
Yeah. There's one fact about first responders. Even if they just ate... They're ready to eat.
Okay. Well, they burn through it. They're running around.
Yeah, no, my dad, you look at it, he's burning through it. Burning through it so much, he needs a smoke detector.
He was burning through family. I have seen non-active people really inhale pizza.
Well, yeah.
Being in this business.
Mm-hmm.
Even recently.
There are, even in these moments now, these trying times.
Like people that sit on their ass can grab 4 slices and inhale it. So I don't know what a big working guy is going to do on a pizza.
By the way, there's two women that were also good. There's female firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know.
Well, you do what? You keep saying
I would assume there's not that many female firefighters compared to men.
Okay. I'm looking at two of them right now.
You may be looking at the only two.
Oh, my. Is the hill you want to die on? To start the show on a Thursday? Mr. I've become progressive and defend women? Bros can't fight fires, baby.
They're going to parallel park that truck?
Jeez. My wife said...
You're going to be clipping hydrants.
My wife said she wanted to go somewhere we'd never been. I took her to the kitchen. Ow! Ow! Try the borscht.
I'm just thinking there's not a lot of female firefighters compared to men.
Okay, why don't we ask?
Yeah, there are more male firefighters, but there are a decent amount of female firefighters.
Oh, I'm sure, then they're great gals.
Oh,
great
God, I hope one day you have to get dragged out of a burning building by a woman. It would be the greatest moment.
No, the greatest moment ever would be the woman being like, nah, not worth it. We'll watch the building go down. And by the way, even if there were a bunch of burly dudes, they would call a female firefighter to come and pick you up.
Why?
Light work, baby. Light work. Not worth my time. Oh, we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dan. Dan says, if I found out that people were getting smoke detectors and a free pizza and I already had a smoke detector, I would ask for the smoke detector to use later when my other smoke detector broke. That's kind of a dick.
So now he's stocking up on freebies?
Can I get a free smoke detector even though I don't
need one? You have one? Those are the worst people, because that was my old man. My old man would do that. If he didn't need it, but it was free, he's grabbing two armfuls.
Yeah.
Well, Kimmy, isn't it, what is it, every 10 years you're supposed to replace your smoke detector?
To be honest, I don't know.
Like,
I don't
pull
know
it
what
out
the actual number
I know
number
the
is.
Batteries you do every year, but you're saying, like, get rid of
yes,
it?
No, I mean, the whole, could you Google? Yeah, I thought you were supposed to replace your whole smoke detector.
Because it'll tell you when it's shot.
What do you mean?
It'll just be a red light.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, green light means it's smoke. Working. If it's just mine, if it's just red, they're shot.
Well, so
or
every...
your house is on fire.
Every 10 years from the date of the manufacturer.
I am so good at firefighting.
Probably because you chinched
out. Know.
What are you talking about?
It could be earlier than you think.
Oh.
Depending on when it was made.
Bum, bum, bum. Kimmy just got a job at 10NBC.
Replace the batteries at least once a year.
Yeah, they always tell you that when they.
But
when
it'll
the clock
let you know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That chirping sound.
It is funny, like how they. Yeah, you should make sure you check your batteries. Like your every fire smoke detector seems to tell you. Beep.
Yes. And that will drive you nuts trying to figure out which one it is.
Do you know you're supposed to dust it? Like use a vacuum cleaner?
Wait, seriously?
That's what it says.
No.
Dust the alarm.
Never done that.
Wait. Okay. Not good.
Dust my detectors?
How are you gonna do that?
With a vacuum.
Maybe dust gets in there and it prevents the sensor.
You can have an extension to it. You sold vacuum cleaners.
Not for 2 weeks and not well.
Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, you got an extension to it.
Did you ever wonder why I only made it 2 weeks and never sold a single
vacuum? You didn't tell me about the accessories?
I don't think I have a vacuum with the tube on it.
Yes, you do.
No,
every
think...
vacuum has...
I would think they all come with those attachments.
Yeah, they have all the attachments. They have to clean it. Do you vacuum your house?
Of
course he doesn't.
Well, I don't...
He doesn't mow the lawn. You think he's vacuuming?
Sometimes. And... No, we have a lot of linoleum and wood.
Yeah, so you have one of those electric broom type of things.
No, right? I use the Swiffer thing.
Oh, okay.
I sweep and swift.
You sweep and swift?
Sweep and a swift and swift and a sweep. Yeah, no, there's not a lot of carpet in my house. We had carpet, and my wife was like, I don't like carpet, so then that went away.
Thanks for the update.
No, I'm just saying, like, it was easier to vacuum, right? Like, vacuum takes, like, 2 minutes. Sweep, Swiffer.
No, but they make those, like, vacuums you could do on hardwood.
You made hardwood vacuum?
Yeah, like those Dyson things.
I'm going to look into that, then.
I would.
Okay.
The amount of foot traffic you have in that house.
The amount of foot traffic, like it's a Walgreens.
The dogs, the kids, the extended family.
Okay, here we go. Ooh, dirty floor. We're coming to dirty floor.
The drifters you take in.
Hey, man, be careful. One fight with your wife, you're one of those drifters. On one hand, you could argue this is a good thing.
Okay.
No one really did anything super wrong.
All right.
Only one person got hurt, and it was at his own hand. But
so what's the problem?
The decision made could have a major drawback.
Oh.
Because there are people who like to think that a stern punishment prevents other folks from breaking the law, right? Mm-hmm. They don't want to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is the case, the rest of the Bills season could become super dangerous.
So this is all about the fans.
Yep.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, right? It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Last Bills season, a rallying cry rose up from a hole in the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Feed the pit.
But the pit's gone. I mean, it looks like it's all... coming together.
Yeah, it looks like a stadium.
Yeah.
Still a construction site,
but
though.
The sides are all up in
it. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like you could go play in it now if you wanted to. Not really. Yeah. But the new stadium across the street was beginning to be constructed. It was a big hole in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And after a man who authorities say was high on like everything, jumped the fence naked, covered in feces to gain access to the soon-to-be stadium. By the way, we didn't make up any detail of that story.
That's legit.
A pattern started to emerge.
Which is?
In total, 10 different fans were charged with entering that construction site at different points throughout last season. Some of them were cutting through to get to the game sooner because you had to go around.
Yeah.
The big thing. Some of them wanted to take pictures inside the site. Like, look at me. I'm the first one taking a picture here. But all of them were arrested and were facing punishment until now.
Oh.
Yesterday, it was announced that 9 of the 10 cases of trespassers inside the stadium last season have been dismissed.
So they're dropping the charges.
Yes. Now, some of them had to do like community service and stay out of trouble for a little while, but they won't be facing any legitimate punishment for what happened.
All right.
Thanks for coming. Good luck with your life.
Mm.
Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I mean, it's good PR, right?
Well, I mean,
kind of let it go. I mean, these are fans. You're trying to get a new stadium you need to fill. You may want to play nice.
Okay. All right. Kimmy,
Do I think it's a you know, huge crime that they committed? No, but it is a dangerous place, and I would worry that by facing no punishment at all, we still have a season of football here left, and people are still going to be trying to do the same thing. And if, you know, they see that, hey, there's not much, you know, you don't have to do. Maybe the risk is worth it to some people who have been wanting to try to see what's behind the wall.
I'm kind of with Kimmy on this.
The fence, whatever.
Like, I would have thought, I don't want, you're right. Like, it's not that big a deal.
No.
But at the same time, like, you know how Bills fans
are. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Like,
especially like drunk decisions.
If I now know that these people got off scot-free.
So you think it's going
to
be worse?
I would worry that now people again start to try and get in the stadium, because now it looks like I could, in theory, go down to like where the field's going to be and like run around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like now it's even more dangerous than it was when it was just a hole
there's
in the ground.
There's more there.
There's heavy machinery everywhere. There's like iron and tools.
More
and,
than just a hole in the ground.
Yeah, generators, exactly. Now, I will say this.
What's that?
Authorities say there has not been a single person that tried to sneak into the construction site yet this season. But
that's good.
They probably tightened up the security, I'm guessing, a little bit.
Very possible. Very possible. Or folks are bored with trying to get in.
Yeah, maybe it's played out.
It's also possible that folks that would have gone in saw all of those people getting arrested last year because it became a national news story, don't forget, and thought better of it. And if it is the last one, that's a problem, because I'm with Kimmy. No punishment will lead to more people trying to get into the stadium if they don't have the security to keep them out.
Oh.
I mean, hopefully the Bills saw what happened last year and just stepped security up to keep people away.
I would think that would be the smart move.
But I would have also thought they did that last year.
Like after week two? Like, you're right, where the first guy high on LSD,
when the whole, like, feed the pit, like, hashtag feed the pit thing started, I would think that that's when they make that decision, but maybe not.
By the way, Bills, knock on wood, undefeated at home without feeding the pit yet this season.
Damn.
So we got that going for us. So we told you with these 9 out of 10 people who snuck into the stadium construction site last year in Buffalo, they had the charges dropped. There's one man left.
VC's guy?
No, he's had his charges dropped.
Right, I think he'd be the one they would lit up the most, because with the naked.
Kind of seems like he's in a really bad way.
Okay.
Yeah. All right,
so maybe.
All right.
It's a different one. Mm. The lone unresolved case involves a man who they haven't caught yet.
Oh.
Oh, is a mystery?
So according
person?
To this, no,
he's
well,
still in the pit somewhere.
According to the story, the man's case remains pending and there's a warrant out for his arrest, meaning either they cut him loose, like they wrote him a ticket after they arrested him for a court date, right? And he never showed up.
Right.
Or he made bail after they arrested him that day, went on the run for trespassing.
On the run.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
You're going to stay on the run for your whole life?
You just made things so much worse.
Yes, right? And like, they probably would have done the same thing to you that they did to these other people, but the fact that you haven't shown up in court
yet. You're evading the law, son.
And now there's a warrant out for your arrest. Like, you're absolutely, if you're caught and found guilty, gonna face legitimate punishment. Like, what? You have to feel like the dumbest man on the planet if you are this lone man that didn't show up for court.
Unless he's got some other things, like priors.
Okay.
I mean, that's the one thing I'm thinking of. Like, there's other worse stuff he's got on that he hasn't resolved.
But think about this, man. And it's possible. It's possible. You may not be able to go to a game.
Oh, I'm thinking,
you know what I mean?
That's
the least of your problems.
A glimpse of that stadium, because that may be the closest you get.
Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, we know that the Bills have facial recognition technology, like almost every arena does, like, in the world now, right? Like, are they going to put this guy's face in there to, like... Mm. Right? Because there are people that are banned from the stadium that we found out they take a couple of steps in and all of a sudden they're like, hey, you got to come
pinched.
With me. Yeah. Like, oh, you've been busted.
So what if he really fled, like the area? Or if he's just like laying low? Or if he legitimately hauled ass like he's in Mexico?
I guess it could
have been in the pit.
Yeah, right in a burrow.
Could have been an away fan.
Oh, good call.
I mean, it could have just been somebody who was just in town for that game and then, you know, went back to wherever they were from.
Okay, actually, I don't think that's the case. I have the story in front of me here.
Because I was thinking,
that sounds
maybe
like
they
a
don't,
local.
Maybe they don't even know. I don't.
No, it says the one man who is charges still remain pending is from Buffalo.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, but never mind.
What's interesting though is there was a couple of people from out of state that were arrested. Like one 40-year-old man from Pennsylvania was arrested for going in when the Bills hosted the Cowboys. Another one of his buddies, it sounds like. There are multiple people from Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Wow.
Like, okay, how about this?
But you could also be a regular fan, right, from Erie?
Not this one. A 39-year-old man from Newcastle, Pennsylvania was arrested for trespassing on the Bills-Steelers playoff game. I would assume a man coming from Newcastle, which is pretty deep into Pennsylvania.
Is that close to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it is.
I think so,
he's a Steelers fan.
It's where the beer comes from, right? Is that new, or is that
England? I don't know.
Give me Google real quick because that's going to bother me. Thank you.
What are you talking about?
Newcastle beer from
Pennsylvania. Like Yingling and all that?
No, Yingling is also a beer.
Yeah, but isn't that from Yingling?
I don't know.
What?
Oh, LaPorte. Something like that. It's one of them little busted. It's one of them little busted PA.
We're not talking about French. We're talking about
Newcastle is actually from the UK.
Okay, so it is
or
English.
The Netherlands?
It came all the way from the UK.
But, like, how about that? Like, this guy, you're a Steelers fan, I would assume. You go into the stadium for some reason. You have to now drive all the way back to Western New York for a court
date
for sneaking into a stadium construction site of a team you don't even cheer for.
You gotta wonder if that guy could, you know how, like, some guys will still, it was still worth it. Like, there's no way on that ride in you're thinking that was worth it.
Like, I can see stupid kids doing it. But these are like 40 to 60-year-old men.
Bro, I'll give you every
age. I hope they're all men.
You ready for this? Man, 39. Man, 38. Man, 40. Man, 25. Man, 23. A 17-year-old whose name was not given went in during
that
the Broncos
makes sense,
game.
Though.
The low ones I get.
Yeah. Man, 61.
Okay, that's
61.
The worst guy. That guy should do time. Just based
I think we need to check on our dads.
Your goddamn age.
61 years old. Police say he allegedly trespassed on October 1st during the Bills-Dolphins game, which sucks because that was like the greatest game of the season.
You're gray-headed ass jackassing around in a pit. For what?
Well, you were one of the first. You could always say I was one of the first ones in the new stadium.
That's insane.
Look, man. Bills fans are a special breed.
No women.
No ladies, which is surprising because I would have thought, look, man.
You would think there'd be one or two in the mix,
but
right?
That's also sad. Like, women have common sense. I get dumbass men. Goddamn women doing this.
Look, man.
Come on, girls. You're better than this.
I'm in that parking lot every weekend. I mean, there are women that get after it just as hard
Why do you want to be like us?
Look at us. I hate that. Don't you wanna
do your own thing, man.
You talk about how great it is to be a dude and how much fun it is to have no responsibility, and then you go, why do you
want
to be like that?
This.
Be better than us.
Shut up.
We're the lower species.
Man,
we are.
You do so much better. I want to put you on a pedestal and worship you.
I'm trying to be nice. I'm giving you a compliment.
You can't be a firefighter, according to me, in the last break, but you did now, right now. Be better.
And if a woman tried to talk you out of it and she was, quote, being better than you, you'd be like, you're no fun.
We literally.
I was married to that woman.
Don't know how to have fun.
We literally just talked about a woman who we thought was a stick in the mud in the commercial break. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Because
she
was being better than me.
Yeah, how's she doing?
Probably fine.
God, really.
If you work with the public, you can deal with some annoying people.
Oh, they're the worst.
And you wonder to yourself how these folks do not realize they're being rude and weird and overbearing.
It's like they don't even, they have no awareness of their own self.
Exactly. Well, it turns out this very common thing that a ton of people do at the airport bothers the hell out of the airline staff. And every time you do it, the time you think you're saving is actually the opposite.
Oh, wow.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. There are two kinds of people that board a plane.
Okay.
There are the folks who sit and they wait until they are called to board.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are the folks who hang around near the door dying to get on that plane.
Oh, door divers?
Yep. Actually, there's a different nickname.
All right.
A story in the New York Post talked to gate workers, flight attendants, and pilots about the most annoying things passengers do. And all of them agreed these people were the worst.
Oh.
We'd like to introduce you to a new term.
What is it?
Gate lice.
Gate lice?
Gate
Ooh, that's a bad
lice.
One. Yeah, you don't want to be that.
Gate lice are defined as passengers who hover around the gate like insects in an attempt to be the first ones on the plane. The airline employees in this story talk about how over and over again they will say, please stay seated until it's your time to board.
And you should.
Except these gate lice, do not listen. They talk about how people who mill around and try and get on the plane before they should actually delay flights from taking off earlier or on time. They say it's much more efficient when people get in their single file line and do what they're supposed to do. And they say that most of the time, the gate lice are the ones who take the most time putting their bags away because they feel like they're saving time and they have all the room in the world to work.
It's nice. I need a little stretching out room.
Which holds up everyone else. So if you listen to The Break Room on a regular basis, you would be aware that Tommy Mulay is a gate lice.
Well, I am a line cutter. I will admit.
You are, certified line cutter.
Certified, no.
We've seen him do this multiple times.
Don't try and change the term. The term is gate lice. You are a gate lice.
Well, I'm also a funeral lice because I've cut lines at funerals, so I don't have to wait to grieve. I want to get out.
So you hear this term, you hear this from the airline employees, right? You are annoying them. You are embarrassing yourself. You're actively making things worse for literally everybody else. Does this story make you change your ways?
Nope, because it's worked every time. So what I do is...
What do you mean work?
No, let him talk it out. Let him talk it out.
All right, let's say I'm in group three.
Yeah.
And group one and two are all standing up. So when they call group two, once all those people line up, I kind of get right into that group two in the back of that group. Now, there's probably some group twos behind me. I'm group three. But if I go in, they always let me in. So
I've seen them stop people. Like they'll be like, "Sir, we haven't called your group yet."
I'm telling you right now, it doesn't happen. So you can kind of line creep in. Now you can't be like first guy saying, "Yeah, special needs." But I'm waiting for when I get special needs, man, I can't wait.
Maybe that's why they're letting you in now.
I'll take it.
Okay. Question.
Yes, the dork in the back.
Yeah, okay. Why?
Because I want to get in.
Why?
Because I want to get. Because I don't want them to. No, but then they run out of overhead, and then I got to check my little bag, and I got to wait for it. So I like to get my bag up, in seat, cool.
Bro, your little
cocktail ordered.
You got an itty bitty baby bag that will 100% fit on the seat in front of you. No, like listen to what I'm telling you. There's no bag you own that will not fit in front of the seat.
Okay, when I fly with two bags.
For what?
Well, you have like your carry-on and what, like a book bag or something?
And I got my man purse. So I got my European carry-on.
It's called a purse.
And I have my overhead.
Okay.
So my bag goes underneath the seat. The other one goes up top because I don't check luggage anymore. Because I want to get out and go.
Oh, wow. You want to get out and go? Oh, good. Let's do that at the expense of everybody else.
Now, I do the same thing. Like as soon as
really
I can stand
by this,
up,
aren't you?
Do you hear how excited he is telling us the story? Go on, I'm sorry.
Now, as soon as we land, pop up.
No,
I'm Charlie Pop.
You're the worst.
Get my stuff down. It's ready to go.
Oh wow!
Yeah, but and now then, you're blocking the other people from getting their stuff.
Don't
out.
Really care. And as soon as I see there's a spot, I'm Gale Sears, baby.
So you cut.
Give me 18 inches of daylight. I'm off that plane. They call me Little Gail.
You're the worst person.
I know. I don't care. I want
to. And it's not even but here's the worst part. Like, I get, if the second it lands, you got to pop up. Because you've ever seen, those super tall people, and I'm that guy's got to be dying in that seat. You're like...
Wait. Because you're tall.
Yes.
Yeah, you got stretch
You
can
be
man.
Inconveniencing
no, but
everybody.
I don't do it. I still
admit,
don't do it.
You admit that you're a comfortable flyer.
I'm
you've said
Pat.
That.
I don't do it. I follow the rules. Oh, wow. It's funny to me. Here's what a bitch you are. 252-WCMF, 252-926. We were talking about the term gate lice. When asked, airline employees, gate pass, or gate workers, what do you call those people on the plane? Stewards and stewardesses and the pilots.
Your flight attendants.
By far, the number one most annoying passenger are what they call gate lice, the folks that mill around in front of the door and try and get on the plane earlier.
So I'm a little scooter.
Than they do.
They don't like me.
Right? You're a guy who avoids conflict at all costs, but in the strange, tiny places that you do, try and stick it to the man, you get so proud. It's the saddest thing. You're the saddest person I've ever met. Do you hear the passion and excitement in your voice? You talk about doing a thing that changes absolutely nothing.
Because I want to get going,
about
man.
Your day.
I'm excited to go on my vacation.
It doesn't actually make anything faster for you.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
I get in my seat quicker.
Wow.
I get all my stuff stowed properly.
Okay.
I make sure my seatbelt's on. I'm ready to go. Even the phone is on the airplane mode. I'm ready to go.
Nobody's calling you. What does that matter?
No, but you gotta put it on airplane mode.
Okay.
So the plane will crash.
By the way, I forgot the other day. Plane didn't crash. So,
bro, that's what brought down Pan Am.
Kimmy doesn't know what a Pan Am is.
You don't know what Pan Am is?
Yeah, like the flight. Yeah.
The flight.
Company. I don't know what to call it. Airline.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Eric. Hey, Eric, how are you, buddy?
Oh, Eric. What's going on,
Eric? Good morning. Talking about the gate lice there. I kind of disagree. In other countries, they board the back of the plane first, and it goes so much smoother. It's only in America here that we board the first rows first, which holds the rest of people up and getting on. When you get that gateless person who can't put their baggage up there, and it becomes a problem.
Oh, you mean someone who's like short, has a bad back, isn't strong?
Yeah, those people.
Hey, my jacket's caught in my seatbelt. Help me.
So now those people in the back of the plane can't board because they're waiting for that person. But if you board the back of the plane first, like they do in other countries.
Yeah, that's what I do. I board European rules.
Yeah. No, I heard you like in the bag first. I mean, I've heard that before.
I love it in the back.
Eric, thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Who doesn't want it in the back first?
That's
the sweet spot.
You get nothing out of this.
Yes, I do.
And you're proud of what you're doing, despite
the
fact.
Proud.
That, no, you are proud. Kimmy, did he not sound proud when he was describing
what
he did?
Yeah, like, I've never, you don't light up all that much.
Well, you're in the
room.
But
you were, like, happily explaining to everybody your strategy.
And it drives my wife nuts.
Yeah, because you're a dick.
Well, and I also don't understand because it puts you on the plane longer.
Yes, thank
you. Know
you.
What I mean? Like,
no,
I want to wait as long as possible to be able to stand up before I have to sit down for you.
I like
5 hours.
Situated. I like stuff squared away. I like everything stowed away properly.
Have you ever had a tough? Like, have they ever told you no? There's no more space.
No. I'm telling you,
so
it works.
That's what she's saying.
Usually, like, they'll do that ahead of time anyways. Like, if they don't think they're going to have enough overhead space, they'll say, hey,
check your luggage?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, so then why are you worried about not... Like, I've never seen somebody get on, like, a little bit later and they didn't have a spot to put their bag. They'll always take care of it.
Yeah, but I like to be
They're never going to say, hey, nope, sorry, I got to leave your bag behind.
If they said it's an extra $10, but you could be the last one on the plane, I would pay that $10. I want to spend as little time on that plane as possible.
So usually I like to get in, mm-hmm. and when I see the stewardess coming by... I order a drink up front.
You're an even bigger dick.
Hold
hey, sweetheart.
Hey,
sweetheart.
I'm paying.
Hey, sweetheart. No, listen.
She's
before you do
about everybody getting on the plane.
Before you do anything, hey, before you put your seatbelt on for, you know, the safety of yourself, let daddy get a double-double. Hey, hey.
What if it's a man, flight attendant?
Oh, no, I thought you were talking to the man there. That was me doing you talking to the male
hey,
flight
honey.
Attendant. Hey, honey. Can I get a man of Manhattan, vermouth? Sweet as your lips. Sweet as your lips.
No, but it's so nice. Like, so as soon as we get a 10,000.
I got it.
Here comes the kid with my drink.
The kid.
Well, he's a kid.
Drink
a,
kid.
The kid's probably, you know, 45.
Let me ask you a question. What? If the next time you try this, the gate worker or flight attendant like goes, sir, this is you're being ridiculous. You're not in this group.
Then I pull the old man move. Oh, I can't hear.
Oh, sorry, this man's too
I go old Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, sir,
honey.
No, absolutely.
Well, mommy, I wasn't sure.
Sir, let me sit you down over here. Sure. Sit down. Hey, can we call security? This man is not in a condition to fly right now.
I'm in condition. I hope people can fly.
Off that flight would be hilarious. The point I'm making is it wouldn't embarrass you enough to never try it again?
No.
Monster. I think you can make the argument that the airport is the most selfish place in the world.
Well, it's like, it's just people, they just go into like this panic mode. It's just like an instant, like, I don't know, like I have to be first. I need everything perfect and situated the way I like, you know
well,
what I mean?
Well, everybody's nervous to fly. It's tense.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of nerves.
You're
and,
off your game
and,
a little bit. You're off your routine. If you're not a regular flyer.
It's not just getting on the plane or being on the plane, mm-hmm. right? Like for a building with so many people at the same time,
yeah.
nobody in any part of that airport cares about anyone but themselves. People will take up multiple chairs while other people are standing mm-hmm. at the gate, right? Yeah. You'll see people plug in like 3 devices yeah. in all of the plugs while someone's looking
oh,
for
plug
a plug.
Hogs?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You'll have people loudly talking on speakerphone, standing 3 feet from 20 strangers
yeah.
for no reason. Mm-hmm. No reason. Doing interviews with radio shows about football games.
You got loud eaters. Oh, yeah. The open mouth eater. Yeah.
And don't even get me started about how some people walk through the terminal. Like, there is this idea that, like, I'm walking and everyone else can get the hell out of my way. Right? And it's like, there's 1,000 people yeah. here. You're not going to be a little bit conscious of other folks. Where does that come from? Where does it come from?
We're Americans are very aggressive people.
But here's the thing.
That's why we're number one.
But, like, if you go to the grocery store, most people are considerate of other people.
Yeah.
Even this Bills game on Sunday. Every Bills game I go to, walking through that tunnel, everybody is considerate of everybody else. The airport, for whatever reason, everyone's a dick.
I think it's tension.
Okay.
It's tension and the fact that everybody travels differently. So you're getting a bunch of people doing what they normally do when they're traveling, like at their own pace. So like, while some people are like, we got to get there, like they're super like OCD about stuff, you get people that are just very casual travelers that, you know, will take their time. They're not worried about getting to the gate first the second they get to the airport. It's just all levels of nerves, and it's just a bunch of people doing what they normally would be doing traveling. It's just everybody's at their own pace, I guess.
The two people that drive me the most nuts, when you are waiting at the gate to get on the plane, guy who will put his backpack in an empty seat next to him, right, when every other seat is full. Are you effing kidding me? Or the people that will be like, it'll be like 1, 2, 3 sitting, empty seat, 1, 2 sitting, empty seat, 1, 2, 3 empty seat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you got that chipped tooth of a seat.
Mm. I've got, it's me and my family. Right?
Yeah.
If you guys would all just sit together.
Yeah, we could all scooch over one, please.
We could all have a seat. We could all have a seat. Yeah. But like, for some reason, these individual seats are going to be left open. Everyone that needed an individual seat is now has a seat. Nobody's using these empty seats. There's like 30 families standing when we could all be sitting. Why are you such dicks?
They're terrible.
Why are you such dicks?
Oh, you're talking about when you're waiting to get on?
Yes, waiting in the gate. Yeah. Yes. Because you're going to be sitting next to somebody for the next two hours on this flight.
Yeah.
Dicks. Yeah. Hate them. Let's take a break.
All right.
It's Thursday. You know what that means.
I think we already started it.
Well, quit being a bitch then.
I like to think, you know what I like? I think I am. I'm a dick, but I'm polite.
You can't be a polite dick.
I think I am.
No, that's impossible.
No, when I'm at the airport, I am a dick, but I'm a polite one.
There's no such, okay.
I even tip the waitresses, the air waitresses.
Yeah, well, of course you do. Air waitresses.
Yes. And men.
Yeah, who doesn't tip for a drink?
I know.
Some
people
don't.
Everybody does that. Some people don't.
I've never seen anyone not tip for a drink on an airplane.
All right.
I guess you wouldn't really know.
Yeah,
they're just signing the receipt.
Yeah, you're just doing it on your phone.
I guess you're right. They just write zero.
God, Richard.
If you work with the public, you can deal with some annoying people.
Oh, they're the worst.
And you wonder to yourself how these folks do not realize they're being rude and weird and overbearing.
It's like they don't even, they have no awareness of their own self.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it turns out this very common thing that a ton of people do at the airport bothers the hell out of the airline staff. And every time you do it, the time you think you're saving is actually the opposite.
Oh, wow.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. There are two kinds of people that board a plane.
Okay.
There are the folks who sit and they wait until they are called to board.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are the folks who hang around near the door dying to get on that plane.
Oh, door divers?
Yep. Actually, there's a different nickname.
All right.
A story in the New York Post talked to gate workers, flight attendants, and pilots about the most annoying things passengers do. And all of them agreed these people were the worst.
Oh.
We'd like to introduce you to a new term.
What is it?
Gate lice.
Gate lice? Gate Ooh, that's a bad lice. One. Yeah, you don't want to be that.
Gate lice are defined as passengers who hover around the gate like insects in an attempt to be the first ones on the plane. The airline employees in this story talk about how over and over again they will say, please stay seated until it's your time to board.
And you should.
Except these gate lice, do not listen. They talk about how people who mill around and try and get on the plane before they should actually delay flights from taking off earlier or on time. They say it's much more efficient when people get in their single file line and do what they're supposed to do. And they say that most of the time, the gate lice are the ones who take the most time putting their bags away because they feel like they're saving time and they have all the room in the world to work.
It's nice. I need a little stretching out room.
Which holds up everyone else. So if you listen to the break room on a regular basis, you would be aware that Tommy Mulay is a gate lice.
Well, I am a line cutter. I will admit.
You are certified line cutter.
Certified? No. No, don't
We've
try
seen
and change,
him do this multiple times.
Don't try and change the term. The term is gate lice. You are a gate lice.
Well, I'm also funeral lice because I've cut lines at funerals, so I don't have to wait to grieve. I want to get out.
So you hear this term, you hear this from the airline employees, right? You are annoying them. You are embarrassing yourself. You're actively making things worse for literally everybody else. Does this story make you change your ways?
Nope, because it's worked every time. So what I do is...
What do you mean worked?
No, let him talk it out. Let him talk it out.
All right.
So let's say I'm in group three.
Yeah.
And group one and two are all standing up. So when they call group two, once all those people line up, I kind of get right into that group two in the back of that group. Now, there's probably some group twos behind me. I'm group three. But if I go in, they always let me in. So I sound like
I've seen them stop people. Like they'll be like, sir, we haven't called your group yet.
I'm telling you right now, it doesn't happen. So you can kind of line creep in. Now
line
you
creep.
You can't be like first guy saying, yeah, I've, you know, special needs, but I'm waiting for when I get special needs, man, I can't wait.
Maybe that's why they're letting you in now.
I'll take it.
Okay. Question?
Yes, the dork in the back.
Yeah, okay. Why?
Because I want to get in.
Why?
Because I want to get in. Because I don't want to. No, but then they run out of overhead, and then I got to check my little bag, and I got to wait for it. So I like to get my bag up, in seat, cool.
Bro, your little
cocktail ordered.
You got an itty bitty baby bag that will 100% fit on the seat in front of you. No, like listen to what I'm telling you. There's no bag you own that will not fit in front of the seat.
Okay, when I fly with two bags.
For what?
Well, you have like your carry on and what, like a book bag or something.
And I got my man purse. So I got my European carry on.
It's called a purse.
I have my overhead.
Okay.
So my bag goes underneath the seat. The other one goes up top because I don't check luggage anymore. Because mm-hmm. I want to get out and go.
Oh wow, you want to get out and go? Oh good, let's do that at the expense of everybody else.
Now I do the same thing. Like as soon as
really
I can stand
this,
up,
aren't you?
Do you hear how excited he is telling us the story? Go on, I'm sorry.
Now, as soon as like we land,
yeah.
Like I pop up.
No,
I'm Charlie Pop.
You're the worst.
Get my stuff down. It's ready to go.
Oh wow!
Yeah, but now you're blocking other people from getting their stuff.
Don't
out.
Really care. And as soon as I see like there's a spot, I'm Gale Sears, baby.
So you cut.
Give me 18 inches of daylight. I'm off that plane. They call me Little Gale.
You're the worst person.
I know. I don't care. I want
to. And it's not even like. But here's the worst part. Like I get like if the second it lands, you got to pop up because you've ever seen like those super tall people and they're. I'm like that guy's got to be dying in that seat. You're like.
Wait. Because you're tall.
Yes.
Yeah, you go stretch.
You
can
be inconveniencing.
No, but
everybody.
I don't do it. I still don't do it.
You admit that you're a comfortable flyer.
I'm St. Pat.
I don't do it. I follow the rules. Oh, wow. Like, it's funny to me. Here's what a bitch you are. 252-WCMF, 252-926. We were talking about the term gate lice. When asked, airline employees, gate pass, or gate workers, what do you call those people on the plane? Stewards and stewardesses and the pilots.
Your flight attendants.
By far, the number one most annoying passenger are what they call gate lice, the folks that mill around in front of the door and try and get on the plane earlier.
So I'm Little Scooter.
Then they do.
They don't like me.
Right? Like, you're a guy who avoids conflict at all costs, but like, in the strange, tiny places that you do, like try and like stick it to the man, you get so proud. It's the saddest thing. You're like, you're the saddest person I've ever met. Do you hear the passion and excitement in your voice? You talk about doing a thing that changes absolutely nothing.
Because I want to get going,
about
man.
Your day.
But I'm excited to go on my vacation.
It doesn't actually make anything faster for you.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
I get in my seat quicker.
Wow.
I get all my stuff stowed properly.
Okay.
I make sure my seatbelt's on. I'm ready to go. Even the phone is on the airplane mode. I'm ready to go.
Nobody's calling you. What does that matter?
No, but you gotta put it on airplane mode.
Oh, okay.
So the plane will crash.
By the way, I forgot the other day. Plane didn't crash, so.
Bro, that's what brought down Pan Am.
Kimmy doesn't know what a Pan Am is.
You don't know what Pan Am is?
Yeah, like the flight. Yeah.
The flight.
Company. I don't know what to call it. Airline.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Eric. Hey, Eric, how are you, buddy?
Oh, Eric. What's going on,
Eric? Good morning. Talking about the gate lice there. I kind of disagree. In other countries, they board the back of the plane first, and it goes so much smoother. It's only in America here that we board the first rows first, which holds the rest of people up from getting on when you get that gate lice person who can't put their baggage up there. And it becomes a problem.
Oh, you mean someone who's like short, has a bad back, isn't strong?
Yeah, those people.
Hey, my jacket's caught in my seatbelt. Help me.
So now those people in the back of the plane can't board because they're waiting for that person. But if you board the back of the plane first, like they do in other countries.
Yeah, that's what I do. I board
Europeans.
Yeah. No, I heard you like in the bag first. I mean, I've heard that before.
I love it in the back.
Eric, thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Who doesn't want it in the back first?
That's
the sweet spot.
You get nothing out of this.
Yes, I do.
And you're proud of what you're doing, despite the fact
that
no, you are proud. Kimmy, did he not sound proud when he was describing?
Yeah,
what
like
he did?
You don't light up all that much.
Well, you're in the room,
but you were like happily explaining to everybody your strategy.
And it drives my wife nuts.
Yeah, well, yeah, because you're a dick.
Well, and I also don't understand because it puts you on the plane longer.
Yes, thank
you. Know
you.
What I mean? Like,
no,
I want to wait as long as possible to be able to stand up before I have to sit down for, you know, 5 hours.
I like to be situated. I like my stuff squared away. I like everything stowed away properly.
Have you ever had a tough, like, have they ever told you, no, there's no more space?
No. I'm telling you, it works.
No, that's what she's saying.
Usually, like, they'll do that ahead of time anyways. Like, if they don't think they're going to have enough overhead space, they'll say, hey, who wants to check your luggage?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, so then why are you worried about not... Like, I've never seen somebody get on, like, a little bit later and they didn't have a spot to put their bag. They're, like, they'll always take care of it.
Yeah, but I like to be
They're never going
to
say, hey, nope, sorry, I got to leave your bag behind.
If they said it's an extra $10, but you can be the last one on the plane, I would pay that $10. I want to spend as little time on that plane as possible.
So usually I like to get in, mm-hmm. and when I see the stewardess coming by... I order a drink up front.
You're an even bigger dick. Hey, sweetheart. Hey, sweetheart. No, listen.
Everybody getting on the plane.
Before you do anything, hey, before you put your seatbelt on for, you know, the safety of yourself, let me get let daddy get a double-double. Hey, hey.
What if it's a man? Flight attendant.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking to the man there. That was me doing you talking to the male
hey,
flight
honey.
Attendant. Hey, honey. Can I get a man of Manhattan, vermouth? Sweet as your lips. Sweet as your lips.
No, but it's so nice. Like, so as soon as we get a 10,000.
I got it.
Here comes the kid with my drink.
The kid.
Well, he's a kid.
Drink kid.
The kid's probably, you know, 45.
Let me ask you a question. What? If the next time you try this, the gate worker or flight attendant like goes, sir, this is you're being ridiculous. You're not in this group.
Then I pull the old man move. Oh, I can't hear.
Oh, sorry. This man's too
I go old Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, sir.
Honey.
No, absolutely.
Well, mommy, I wasn't sure.
Sir, let me sit you down over here. Sure. Sit down. Hey, can we call security? This man is not in a condition to fly right now.
I'm in condition. I hope people can fly.
Off that flight would be hilarious. The point I'm making is it wouldn't embarrass you enough to never try it again?
No.
Monster. I think you can make the argument that the airport is the most selfish place in the world.
Well, it's like, it's just people, they just go into like this panic mode. It's just like an instant, like, I don't know, like I have to be first. I need everything perfect and situated the way I like. You know
well,
what
everybody's
I mean?
It's, nervous it's, to fly. It's tense.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of nerves.
You're
and,
off your
and,
game a little bit. You're off your routine if you're not a regular flyer.
It's not just getting on the plane or being on the plane, mm-hmm. right? Like for a building with so many people at the same time,
yeah.
nobody in any part of that airport cares about anyone but themselves. People will take up multiple chairs while other people are standing mm-hmm. at the gate, right? Yeah. You'll see people plug in like three devices yeah. in all of the plugs while someone's looking
oh,
for
plug
a plug.
Hogs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You'll have people loud talking on speakerphone, standing 3 feet from 20 strangers yeah. for no reason. Mm-hmm. No reason. Doing interviews with radio shows about football games.
You got loud eaters. Oh, yeah. The open mouth eater. Yeah.
And don't even get me started about how some people will walk through the terminal. Like, there is this idea that, like, I'm walking and everyone else can get the hell out of my way. Right? And it's like, there's 1,000 people yeah. here. You're not going to be a little bit conscious of other folks. Where does that come from? Where does it come from?
We're Americans are very aggressive people.
But here's the thing.
That's why we're number one.
But, like, if you go to the grocery store, most people are considerate of other people.
Yeah.
Even this Bills game on Sunday. Every Bills game I go to, walking through that tunnel, everybody is considerate of everybody else. The airport, for whatever reason, everyone's a dick.
I think it's tension.
Okay.
It's tension and the fact that everybody travels differently. So you're getting a bunch of people doing what they normally do when they're traveling, like at their own pace. So like while some people are like, we got to get there, like they're super like OCD about stuff, you get some people that are just very casual travelers that, you know, will take their time. They're not worried about getting to the gate first the second they get to the airport. It's just all levels of nerves and it's just a bunch of people doing what they normally would be doing traveling. It's just everybody's at their own pace, I guess.
The two people that drive me the most nuts, when you are waiting at the gate to get on the plane, guy who will put his backpack in an empty seat next to him, right, when every other seat is full, are you effing kidding me? Or the people that will be like, it'll be like 1, 2, 3 sitting, empty seat, 1, 2 sitting, empty seat, 1, 2, 3 empty seat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so you got that chipped tooth of a seat.
Mm. I've got, it's me and my family.
Right? Yeah.
If you guys would all just sit together.
Yeah,
we could all scooch over one, please.
We could all have a seat. We could all have a seat, but like for some reason, these individual seats are going to be left open. Everyone that needed an individual seat has a seat. Nobody's using these empty seats. There's like 30 families standing when we could all be sitting. Why are you such dicks?
They're terrible.
Why are you such dicks?
Oh, you're talking about when you're waiting.
Yes,
to get
waiting
on?
In the gate. Yeah. Yes. Because you're going to be sitting next to somebody for the next 2 hours on this flight.
Yeah.
Dicks. Yeah. Hate them. Let's take a break.
All right.
It's Thursday. You know what that means?
I think we already started it.
Well, quit being a bitch then.
I like to think, you know what I like? I think I am. I'm a dick, but I'm polite.
You can't be a polite dick.
I think I am.
No, that's impossible.
No, but I'm at the airport. I am a dick, but I'm a polite one.
There's no such, okay.
I even tipped the waitresses, the air waitresses.
Yeah, well, of course you do. Air waitresses.
Yes. And men.
Yeah, who doesn't tip for a drink?
I know. Some people don't.
Everybody does it.
Some people don't.
I've never seen anyone not tip for a drink on an airplane.
All right.
I guess you wouldn't really know.
Yeah,
they're just signing the receipt.
Yeah, you're just doing it on your phone.
I guess you're right. They just write zero.